QST, QST, QST. This is QO4, Hotel Charlie Oscar, activating the Farinet. This net is held weekly on Sunday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Fakir Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. My name is Jeremiah, and I am your net control operator for this evening. Is there anyone that would like to be my backup for this evening?
K3FR.
Nick recognizes K3FR. Thank you very much. Ron.
Okay, I'll be your backup.
This is a direct net, and being so, net control will invite check-ins. When prompted by net control, each amateur wishing to join should transmit and say their entire call sign slowly and phonetically, please. Net control will acknowledge each station in turn. Once all participants have checked in, net control will invite them to transmit. When called upon by net control, participants may choose to introduce themselves, provide their location and equipment, or describe any amateur radio or technical challenges, accomplishments, or other similar activities. We are always interested in any other relevant amateur radio news or topics you may wish to share or questions and information you are seeking during your turn. Please be aware that our repeater employs a 3-minute cutoff timer for all transmissions. If needed, unkey and wait for the repeater beep before talking any longer. At the conclusion of your comments, net participants need only to ID with their call sign and turn the repeater back to net control. This is net control operator, Kilo 4, Hotel Charlie Oscar. I will now take check-ins and then acknowledge your call. Please call now. Over.
K1HTD.
The net recognizes K1HTD. Next call.
K2PI.
Off of Romeo Echo.
The net recognizes K2PI. Next call.
AA1RB.
The station with 1RB. Be still again.
AA1RB.
The net recognizes Kilo Alpha 1, Romeo Victor. Next call.
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, Chuck and Opal.
The net recognizes Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu. Next call.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
The net recognizes Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel. Next call.
Alpha Golf 4, Sierra Romeo, AG4SR.
The net recognizes AG4SR. Next call.
Kilo Quebec 4, Papa Romeo Echo, this is Aaron and Culpepper.
The net recognizes KQ4PRE. Next call.
This is November 7, X-ray Uniform India, Stan and Aldi.
The net recognizes November 7, X-ray Uniform India. Next call, please. Hearing no additional at this time, we will come back for another round shortly. First, let's look at some announcements from the W4VA.org website. Coming up on April 20th, we have a VE test session. See the W4VA.org website for additional details. On the last Saturday of the month, April 27th, we have the Informal Club breakfast at the Bistro at the Fakir Hospital, and that's at 8 a.m. Coming on June 1st is the Old Virginia Hams, the Manassas Radio Club tailgate party. And that's on June 1st, and that runs from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Are there any additional calls at this time? Please check in now.
Jeremiah, this is Ron. You had Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Bravo in there earlier. Read.
Okay, Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Bravo. Gotcha, Reed. There we go. All right, at this time, this is Kilo 4, Hotel Charlie Oscar, your net control for this evening. And let's go back up to the top of our list. Let's go with K3FR, Ron. Good evening. How are you, sir?
Good evening. Thank you, Jeremiah. And good to talk with you again today. Just had an enjoyable day yesterday at the Ham Fest. Picked up Robert and had a good day with him, giving him a ride down there. And seeing yourself and a couple of other people down there. It's a pretty decent little show down in this in Rutgersville there. Aside from that, I really haven't been busy doing anything other than finally getting the last of my taxes into the mail here. And, you know, I should say ready for the mail. it's got the stamp on it and the return address and everything, and just have to go deliver to the post office. K4HCO, K3FR.
K3, K4, Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH.
K4GVH, I got you, Robert, for the log. I'll come back to you shortly. Going to our next station on the list, K1HTV. Go ahead, Rich.
Jeremiah, and good evening, everyone. This is K1HTV in Amosville. Had a great day at the ThawFest Saturday. Met quite a few guys that... quite a few friends. Of course, met Robert and Ron, K3FR, K4GVH, a number of other club folks down there. I saw AG4SR. No, I didn't see AG4. AG4VA. I got the calls. My alphabet soup right. AG4VA gave a talk on soda. And there's another talk on POTA right after that. Bought a couple things I needed, some parts, and then went over to Robert's, helped him program a couple things into his dad's telephone. There's an automatic dialer we set up there, so that seems to be working okay at his dad's place. Radio-wise, the solar flux today climbed to 178, and the conditions improved greatly. I was on the air about noon, shortly before AG4SR and KI4OVC, and the three sons came over to view the shack and the antenna farm. And right before then, around noontime, local 10 meters was open. Indonesia, I worked two Indonesian stations with very strong signals on FT8 and heard one on sideband. I just didn't have the time to call him on sideband. I was waiting for Stephen and the company to come over. So, good conditions. If you want to get on the air near the peak of the sunspot cycle, I think we're getting pretty close to it if we're not there already. Other than that, I think other than DX conditions being quite good, there are a couple of DX expeditions on the air. If you check the NG3K website, do a Google search for NG3K DX, and it'll be bring right to that site. Where you'll know what the expeditions are active and the frequencies they're using, etc. That's it for now. We'll be doing an open house starting Saturday in the morning. A note just went up from Andy, so you should see it. If you haven't seen the shack before, you want to see it, especially the new guys, they'll get first shot at it. There'll be three slots open. Just read the email, and if you're interested, just send an email to Andy and a copy to me, and we'll see. Try to fill up some of the slots for the showing of the K1HTV QTH antenna farm and check. That's it. Back to you, K4HCO, K1HTV.
Well, that's outstanding. Thank you, Rich. And, yeah, I've definitely learned a lot from you over these past couple of months being in the club on the solar cycle and solar flares and anything to do with propagation. You've actually increased my knowledge quite a bit. Thank you for that. And Ron, I forgot to mention, thank you for helping me out at the Hamfest the other day, and I'll get you back shortly. Moving right along to K2PI. Good evening, Harv. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jeremiah and the group. This is K2PI. Good evening. It's kind of a busy weekend. I spent no time on the air, but I did do some technical things. Had a friend who brought over an old console radio that had belonged to his wife's grandmother, and they were trying to use it. But, of course, when I turned it on, it was nothing but 60-cycle hum coming through. So I took a guess and thought, well, you know, bring it over. I probably the filter capacitor at the input, those things get old. Let me replace it and see if that helps. And by God, that was actually the problem. It was very easy to repair. I look like a miraculous thinker, and it was pretty simple repair, and they went away happy. So I was happy to be able to do that for some friends. I also got interested this weekend in something sort of non-ham radio but technical, and I built a BirdNet Pi. BirdNet is a device that uses an AI system to compare bird calls that it hears acoustically via a microphone connected to a Pi placed near a window or outdoors, and then it compares those to its set of data on bird calls and correctly identifies the birds and logs all of that and gives you a great interface, tells you how many birds have been detected, which species, when they called, et cetera. So I set that up late yesterday, it was a little late at night, barely heard anything, but I did capture a couple of different birds. And today I got a fairly good number of detections. Today it was 653 bird calls recorded and detected, and out of that, 13 separate species of birds. So kind of cool. What I found is, of course, they're very active in the morning when they wake up. They get very active before they go to sleep at night, and then they don't say much all night long. Northern cardinals, Carolina wrens, and fish crows seem to be the ones that are the most active around here. So they've also got a website you can upload data to, so having fun with that. Anyway, back to net, K4HCO, K2PI.
Harv, that is very interesting and also very scary at the same token. Wow, the things that are starting to be invented with AI. It's just a brave new world. Outstanding. KO4VNZ, Chuck, how are you this evening, sir?
K4HCO, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck and Opal. Thanks, Jeremiah, for taking the net tonight. Not much going on. I missed the going to the Sawfest, Hamfest up in Greene County, but I had other things I had to do. I can highly recommend any new members or new people listening in, sign up to visit Rich's Shack. He's got a great layout there. I can highly recommend it. I can't be there because I will be this Saturday at the VE test session down in Stafford County. Other than that, the only thing I've got going on is Thursday. I'm driving over Thursday evening to PG County to Landover to take a Skywarn class. If anybody else out there has already signed up for it and would like to ride along, they're welcome to. I don't know if they still have any openings for that class or not. That's about it for me. So this is KO4VNZ, back to net, 73.
This is K4HCO for ID. That's outstanding, Chuck. Yeah, I've also signed up for that Skywarn class, for the one on Saturday at College Park, and I look forward to that. I just have to wait to hear back from them, I guess, email tomorrow, hopefully. All right, moving right along. KM4OZH, Gil, good evening, sir. How are you this evening?
K4HCO, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Jeremiah, and everybody on the net. Good to hear you in there, Jeremiah. You're doing a fine job. Well, let's see here. Sir, here it is. It's a whole month since the Virginia QSO party, and I finally get the gear taken out of the mobile. So I've been dragging my feet on that, but, you know, that stuff can't stay in there forever. So anyway, and that's my main accomplishment here for this week. So that's about all I've got. And so I'm going to turn it back over to you. This is KM4OZH. Back to net.
Outstanding, Gil. Yeah, that was my first contest, and I enjoyed it. But, in fact, I'm still kind of working on little things, lessons learned, and my next thing is to finish testing my dipole, my speed expeditiously set up dipole for future contests. So, all right, moving right along. AG4SR, Stephen, how are you this evening, sir?
Good evening, Jeremiah. Thanks for running the net. Good evening to everyone else.
wanted to say a big thank you to Rich, K1HTV, for the tour this afternoon. The boys had a great time. We got to see, as did I and my wife, but got to see the antenna farm, which I must say is incredibly impressive. And I've seen pictures of the shack before, but what a great setup. And many years of amateur radio operation culminating into a fantastic rig and capability. So thanks for that. Definitely something to aspire to. The joke was when you turn 60-ish, 62, that you get a tower. Hopefully I can get one before then. But not while I'm in dealing with the HOA and a backyard that I don't intend to keep in through retirement. So anyway, we'll go ahead and turn it back over to Net Control. This is AG4SR.
AG4SR, this is K4HCO. Yeah, I hear you, Stephen. I live in a stacked counter unit and have an HOA, so I'm running a stealth vertical. But I have so much interference that I don't know what to say. I would love to run a wire, but not in the future. So, alrighty, moving right along. KQ4PRE, Aaron. Good evening, sir. How are you this evening?
Doing well. This is KQ4PRE out of Culpeper. Didn't get to do a whole lot on the air this week. Been traveling around for work, but looked to check in. KQ4PRE out.
Well, that's outstanding, Aaron. Yeah, you're welcome anytime. Like we said, we're on Sunday and Wednesday nights at 8 p.m., and you're always welcome to check in. Our next station, N7XUI, Stan. How are you this evening, sir?
Hey, good evening, Jeremiah, and everyone else on the net. Can't complain this evening. Looks like the wind is finally died down on my QTH. It's been blowing pretty hard the past few days. It subsided a little bit today, but I opted to do some barbecuing. It kicked right back up, and to keep an eye on things. But now I'm just watching all the bugs come into the garage. You know, the same HOA problem, so I use my garage as my ham shack, and we're rolling into the summertime, the bugs are starting to come in. I think I'm set up for UHF and VHF operations the way I need to be, so I'm starting to do some site surveys to look to see what I can do here to avoid HOA things and start to get an HF antenna set up somehow. And on top of that, I worked around with some next-gen radios today, heading down to Tampa on Tuesday. And the N4 ICE guys have a really nice next-gen network set up there, so I'm going to test out the radio I always use, and then I found one on eBay that I hope to use with a colleague of mine as a ham also. So, pretty busy day, but that's what I've got for today. This is November 7th, X-Ray Uniform India, back to Net Control.
Outstanding. Thank you for that, Stan. And, that should be a good trip for you. All right, next on our list, AA1RB, John, or Reed, excuse me. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Jeremiah and Nat. I'm not offended if anyone uses my first name. I've always gone by my middle name because I'm a junior. And my dad got first call on the first name. So I had a very productive weekend. If you can think of ham radio as a productive activity, hi. But I got my mast and my Buddy Hex antenna repaired with the spare parts that Buddy Pohl sent me. So that was a big agenda item there that I picked off. I also had Saturday and today, I did two park activations near my cabin in the Shenandoah. I got the Massanutten Trail and the Seven Bends Park. I did the Massanutten Trail first, and I could look down from the Massanutten Trail where I was on the ridge, and I could see the Seven Bends. So I decided I'd try there next. And it was windy and dusty all weekend, but I had a good time. I actually got a DX call from France while I was activating the Massanutten Trail, which was surprising because if I looked at the map of the rest of my contacts, it looked like somebody had thrown up an RF wall right down the Mississippi. So that was my weekend. AA1RB, I'll turn it back to Nanette.
This is K4HCO for ID. That's outstanding, Reed. That's, I love parts on the air. And that sounds like you had a successful weekend. And I'm glad you could get your antenna fixed. That's outstanding. You actually have some antenna wire coming from Chameleon, along with one of their new portable bags, antenna bags. So I'll be right out there with you. Moving down, K4GDH, Robert. Good evening, sir. How are you this evening? KO4 Golf Victor Hotel. This is Net Control. Go ahead, Robert. Good evening. All right, we'll come back to you, Robert, again if we can. This is K4HCO. I didn't do too much this weekend myself, other than going to the Hamfest the other morning. You know, like Ron said, I got to see him and meet Robert for the first time and in person. And, that was a good trip down. My son also joined me. Dylan is his name. And maybe he might be interested in radio. We'll see. So I'm trying to convince him to at least get this technician. So we'll see how that goes. This is Kilo 4, Hotel Charlie Oscar, Net Control for the Farinet. Are there any other stations wishing to check in at this time? Please call now.
K1HTV, recheck.
K7TRB, call it 7 Tango Romeo Bravo, Gordon.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Bravo, Whiskey, Davis, Tacoma.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango, in and out.
I recognize this Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango. Next station calling.
This is K1 Radio Alpha.
Nick recognizes K1RA. Good evening, Andy. Next station calling.
HTV, you may want to announce who you've copied so far because there is a dual in the dual stations. Do not know that you didn't copy them. Over.
Yeah, copy that. K1HTV, let's go with your recheck, sir.
It's K1HTV. Just a comment on Harv's being able to copy birds with a bird pie. I use an Android app called Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N. It's on the Android. And every Sunday, right before the 7:30 Mass, usually 6:30 to 7, I open it up and copy the birds. Now, this particular app will list the birds with a picture to the left of the bird name. And then as the bird chirps, the color, the name lights up. So you can tell which bird you're actually copying. Today copied 11 birds, including American Robin, Northern Cardinal, Chipping Sparrow, Song Sparrow, Carolina Red, American Crow, Pine Warbler, House Finch, House Sparrow, and Fish Crow, like Harv mentioned, very popular crow, and also a Cedar Waxwing. The high bird count I've ever done at right before the 7:30 Mass over at St. John's on Sunday was 21 birds, and it happened early summer, so the bird count is starting to go higher. So if you want to look at it, Merlin, it's a neat application. It's free for download, Merlin. Available for Android and probably some other apps. Back to Net Control, K1HTV.
K4HCO, that's outstanding, Rich. I'll have to definitely take a look at that. That's quite a device. All righty, let's go back to K7TRB. Gordon, good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing real well, Jeremiah. Kind of a busy weekend, finishing up taxes. And my daughter had her baby this weekend, very early Saturday morning. So we've been elated running back and forth visiting her today. So this is my first grandson, so that makes three grandchildren and three great-grandchildren in my lineage. So. Don't know how that happened. Anyway, I'd hope to do a little bit more on my little tower project and ordering concrete and so forth, but I'll probably wait until tomorrow to do that. Just kind of had it with doing anything serious today. And real interesting talking about these different bird call devices and programs. I'll have to dig out some of my recordings from when I was in Africa, because there were some birds that just repetitive chirp over and over and over again about drove me up a wall, so I had to try one of those and see what kind of bird that was. So I hope to bring in the concrete probably end up Tuesday, and I'll put out a call to see if anybody's available to help take it down to the tower site. So that's about it for me. Back to that, K7TRB.
That's outstanding, Gordon. Congratulations on the grandbaby, and also congratulations on the tower, getting that going. So that's excellent. So let's go to Whiskey 8, Bravo Tango. Travis, how are you this evening, sir?
Hey, good evening, Jeremiah and all of that. I was going to be in and out, but I will make a quick comment here. I'm now fostering a dog thanks to my sister. She started fostering it, and then they went to West Virginia, so now I'm fostering it. So it's been a busy weekend with the getting the dog acclimated here. But I did want to comment. Rich introduced me to the Merlin app, and I also have used it here at the house a couple times, and mainly to identify it was the Carolina Wren. I obviously know what the I've got four cardinals also, two male and two female cardinals, living out here in the boxwoods, or at least they frequent them a lot. So, well, at least they do for now. We'll see what happens when the dog gets more active around here. But I've been trying to make some progress on Robert's radio, but I got delayed here with the dog this weekend. I was really opening some time on that, but I will get to it. And but she's starting to acclimate. So anyway, this is W8BT back to Ned.
Excellent, Travis, and thank you for helping Robert out with his radio. That's outstanding. K1RA, Andy, how are you this evening, sir?
Hey, good evening, Jeremiah, and everyone on the net. First, it was good to see everybody at the meeting this past week. I'd like to apologize for those who were online and who we were unable to hear on the room audio system. Looks like somebody had removed a cable from the podium. And although everyone could hear us and see and hear the presentations by Neil AB4YK and Mark KD6AKC, we had a couple of fortunate chat questions that we were able to read off the screen, but a couple of folks who needed to say something weren't able to chime in. Hopefully we have that fixed by next time. Congratulations, Gordon. Like Gordon, I've been working on taxes, so not too much radio going on here. I will say that I went through some network changes here at the house, some equipment upgrades. For those who had been using Echolink over the past couple of days or trying to, it's been down. That has been reestablished, so you need to try it out. Please do. Also, that also means that the APRS gateway from the Hill is also now reaching the network internet as well for anybody using that. Gordon, I'd like to thank you for putting together a post for Groups.io and sharing all the pictures of the tower project to date. Very impressive work, of course, recognizing those Jimmy and Gil and others who've helped up to this point. I hope to at least get over there and move a couple of bags for you. I'm just recovering from a pulled back a couple of weeks ago, and boy, getting older, it took about 2 weeks before the pain fully went away, so I won't stress it, but bring over my wheelie cart and can help move a couple bags for you. And again, I think some folks in the area would like to see probably a write-up of what paperwork was required and some of the steps dealing with the county or the city. And maybe we can have that for a short meeting presentation sometime in the future. And that's it. Back to Net, K1RA.
K1RA, K4HCO for the Farinet. Outstanding, Andy. Yeah, I would definitely be interested in what all is involved in doing towers. I've seen a couple other videos on YouTube about it, but always good to know what your local area is like. All right. That being said, is there any additional check-ins for the Farinet this evening? Please call now.
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Bravo. Thank you, Jeremiah. I wanted, if you have an iPhone, the Merlin ID is available for that one, too. It's free download. And when I heard you talking about the melodious bird calls that you listen to, I wonder if anyone has ever heard a great blue heron call as they fly away. Once you've heard that, you'll never forget it. So you can play that sound on your Bird ID app. The Audubon one has it too. It sounds like, I can't really describe it, but if you have that, you ought to listen to it. So back to that, AA1RB.
That's outstanding, Reed. Thanks for that a bit of information. All righty, moving right along. All right, this is Kilo 4, Hotel Charlie Oscar, your net control for this evening. I'd like to thanks to all stations who participated this evening. This concludes our Farinet. If you have any questions or comments on tonight's net, or for the Fakir Amateur Radio Association, or on becoming a member, please send an email to Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Alpha November Echo Tango, that's Farinet, at Whiskey 4 Victor Alpha W4VA.org. And we will get back to you as soon as possible. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of the net. This is Kilo 4, Hotel Charlie Oscar, returning the repeater to normal use. Good evening, everyone.
Check in.
Go ahead, Ms. K4HCO. We'll go ahead and do the check-in.
Kilo Bravo 3, Alpha Romeo Zulu. Good evening, Jeremiah.
Hey, good evening, Bob. You are a lucky contestant. Go ahead if you have a comment.
Okay, Jeremiah. Yes, I do have a comment. Somebody mentioned them. A call sign from the blue herring. I know what they are, but does anybody know them? They're calling up a bobwhite quail. This could be tree. ARZ, back to the net.
Does anybody know that answer? Go ahead. And there you have it, Bob. Thanks for your comment. I appreciate it. This is Kilo 4, Hotel Charlie Oscar, for the Farinet. Closing the net. So good evening, everybody.
TV, that, for you old-timers, that bird call sounded like Rinso White. Rinso White, which used to be a lot of the old radio commercials. K1HTV.
I figured Richmond know. Most people do not know what a Bob White quail is anymore. I don't think they exist much anymore. Thank you, Rich.
K1HTV. I live in Quail Ridge. You know, in Quail Ridge, I'd never seen a quail. This whole area is Quail Ridge, Running Quail Trail, Quail Ridge Drive. And the whole development's called Quail Ridge. I'm sure at one time there were loads of quail up here. But, of course, once they put the houses in Quail Ridge, all the quail went away.
I do understand, Rich. I do understand. This KB3, ARZ, there's a neighborhood in La Plata, Maryland, called Quailwood. I don't think those people have a clue what a quail is, but that's okay. That's okay. A dying art.
Very good. Well, anyway, take care. I'm working DX on 15 meters, working to China. Conditions are excellent today on 10 and 12. Now the upper bands are starting to shut down. It's worked Australia on 10. Usually that path is quite good, and a couple Chinese are on, but 10 is starting to close down. It's well after dark, and 15 is still in good shape to Asia. I'm sure 17 will be also as the night goes by. So, what's the status of your general class studying, Bob? Over.
Slow but smooth. Slow but smooth. I'll get there someday, Rich. I'll get there someday. Thank you for reminding me. I haven't done it in a couple of days, but always a pleasure to hear you, my friend. Take care. Be safe. This is KB3. ARZ.
Hey, Bob. Good luck. Don't wait too long because the solar cycle is peaking, and
you wait too long, it'll be all over, and you'll say, boy, I wish I had studied a little harder and a little quicker. I know you're still working, so it takes time. Say hi to Miss Georgia, your little doggie, and we'll see you on the radio again throughout the week, I'm sure. KB3ARZ, this is K1HTV. Good night, 7-3.
7-3, Rich. Take care, my friend. Take care. Lots of licks from Miss Georgia. This is KB3. ARZ, I shall be clearing QSY.
K1RA, this is K4HC.
Hey, go ahead.
So now that the net's done, do I actually have to do something for the log within, like send an email, or does that get handled through NetLogger?
There's no requirement to do it through NetLogger. I've never actually used it, so I don't know what it's capable of doing. What I usually do, I usually just take either handwritten or type it in the notepad, the call signs I copy, and generate an email to w4va@groups.io or use the web interface to groups.io. And just, thank the stations who checked in and just the list of call signs. And that's it.
Outstanding. Thank you for that. It's K4HCO. I'll be clear.
Hey, I appreciate you picking up a couple of nuts for us, and enjoy the rest of the evening. 73. K1RA, I'll be listening.